world, and welcome to 3 from the 7, Relix's weekly news podcast chronicling 3 of your biggest news stories from the last 7 days. My name is Raf Kenny Sincotta. I am the associate editor of Relix Magazine, and I am joined via satellite, via telephone, via magic of all the stars above, Ms. Karina Reichman. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, Karina, we are capturing you. This is, you're in the wild. You're on tour. What is, you must be bouncing off the walls.
It's unbelievable, Raph. It's unbelievable, but nothing will ever stop me from making time for this beautiful, communication that you and I have once a week. And yes, this is great. I am in my hotel room in Asheville, North Carolina. I am going to play the Gray Eagle tonight and got to load in right after we, hang up here. But this is an amazing moment. It's been an amazing tour. I can't even believe it. Honestly, I'm shocked all around, that people, in markets that you're like, yeah, if I've played them with Marco, but I've never played them on my own. Like, Sunday in Charlotte, like people were out there. And, Saturday in Richmond, like full. And then Friday in Philly, it was full. Like it was crazy. And, couldn't have come at a better time with this CDC mask mandate sort of lifted. Not that anybody is being crazy or anything like that. I've met nothing but respectful, lovely people. But I don't know. It just is a bit of like a, there's something that puts me ever so slightly at ease with all that. But anyway, it's feeling great. We are all vaxxed. We are happy. We are playing our asses off. The crew is killing it. Shout out my boy, Jeff Volkhausen on the lights, and my boy, Zach Rosenberg on the sound. And then we have Mr. Adam November and Chris Corsico. That is my band. We are so stoked. And I'm playing Greensboro, North Carolina tomorrow. That is Wednesday, which is when you will probably be listening to this podcast. So if you're listening, Greensboro, holy shit. I'm coming at you.
The Karina Reichman Circus is coming to town. Get your tickets. And I think the CDC heard about your tour, Karina, and that's why Fauci was just like, all right, we got to loosen up these mask mandates safely, of course. But
it was the day before tour, and I was like, oh, wow. Well, that's different. Anyway, I don't know. It's been, we're playing mostly outdoors or like semi outdoors, like indoors with like these huge, like,
A wall is missing. Yeah, you got some open air vibes.
Yeah, full on wall is missing. Yeah, open air vibes, generally speaking, and that's all been great. And I'm selling a lot of merch. Thank you guys for buying the merch. It's so awesome, and I sell it all myself. I just hop down right after the show, and I field all of that, and I feel, I'm tour managing the tour. I'm bassing. I'm vocalizing. I'm merchandising. I'm doing it, and it feels amazing. And I just, I put in a ton of work going into this, like advancing every show and, musically forget about it and all those things and renting the van and, dealing with every hotel room and whatnot. But now it's just like, now that we're out here and cruising, it's just like, you're flying. I'm so grateful. I can't even believe it. For every reason. But yeah, I'll stop talking about myself now.
It's great. I mean, you're an organized lady. You're getting shit done out there. Ben Franklin once said, an ounce of preparation is worth a pound of cure. And Karina is prepared. She is ready to rock out. And you should go see her on tour. I'm very excited for whenever we cross paths, Karina, whenever that may be. And Karina, this is our 99th episode. I have absolutely no idea what we're doing for our 100th. So feel free to brainstorm. But it's exciting. Where there's milestones all over the place. You're back on the road. The pod's doing great. We are living our life. And we have lots to talk about this week. It's been a crazy week for anybody in the music industry, in the jam scene. And Karina, just to jump, feet first here, first story as not only after we recorded our podcast last week, of course, whenever we record on a Monday, crazy news happens on Tuesday. All last week, Phish Tour announced and Dead & Company Tour announced. And as we know, Karina, these are kind of the titans of our scene, whether people like it or not. I mean, these are the two bands that are really the ones who are selling out the big arenas, who are moving those tickets. And this is really a changing of the tide for these two bands to really commit to some 2021 tour days.
I think this is, I couldn't agree more. It's a whole new, it's a whole new era. I don't even know I can't wrap my head around it in the best way, I think. It's just here they come. Watch them rip. You know, we got fish starting off in Arkansas.
Which is a choice. Let's just pause right there. Starting in Arkansas, a choice.
Most certainly.
Will the room be full? I don't know.
Arkansas to Alabama to Alpharetta, like Nashville, Noblesville. Like, yeah, no, these are definitely calculated strikes here. And I understand. Those have a higher chance of playing out than if they started at Madison Square Garden.
Very true. Very, very true.
Let's just call some spades spades. But yeah, absolutely. And this is an extensive Dead & Co tour. My God, going from August 16th in Raleigh to, you know, three nights at the Hollywood Bowl, wrapping up on Halloween in LA. That's wild. Like, it's just they're hitting all the stops, man. It's wild. And yeah, I mean, I feel like I have never seen so many concert announcements in the span of a week. Have you? Like, this?
No, it's
crazy.
This is the busiest I've seen it since, you know, pre-pandemic. I think everybody, especially with the CDC announcement, with vaccinations picking up, with the weather getting warmer. I mean, even just the natural wave of these things is like, well, even last summer we were able to kind of go out and have some fun with our friends in a socially distanced way. So this summer, Karina, they say it's going to be a hot girl summer. And with Fish and Dead & Company out and about on the road, I cannot deny it. And even just, I'll be overheated from dancing. So I'm wondering, what shows are you going to hit on these tours, Karina? I know it's kind of hard for you to predict because you're obviously running your own show over there, but is there any shows on either of these Dead & Co or Fish tour that you're definitely like, all right, I'm definitely going to see the Halloween run in Vegas for Fish, or I'm definitely going to go to Wrigley Field for Dead & Company, or any of these really jumping off the page, like, you gotta be there?
Right. Well, you know, people ask me all the time these things, but you know, my response, especially now when things are kind of volatile in my world, so to speak, you know, it's always, you'd always rather be playing than attending. And I say that as a Fish fan that is just, you know how diehard I am and how many shows I've seen and all of that stuff. So, you know, with that said, I will always take a gig that I want to take over being like, oh my God, but Fish is playing in my backyard, you know, like even as painful as that can be on occasion, like, you know, they paved the way such that I can play the music I want to play. You know what I mean? It's important to me. So anyway, having said all that, I cannot attend, you know, the geographically reasonable Atlantic City stuff because I am playing with my band at the Catskill Mountain Jubilee Festival. And then I believe we are actually kind of touring out west and going to Denver and playing along the way and all that stuff. So that would have been the layup, you know, group of shows, so to speak. But
see, and I, so obviously I understand, yeah. But I could totally see you thriving in Atlantic City. I feel like it is.
Oh, I do great.
Between the gambling and the food and just the general kind of down and dirty energy of Atlantic City, I feel like you would just thrive, KR.
I have not missed an Atlantic City Fish run since the reunion, you know, since 09. So it's certainly, yeah. I mean, again, like, times have changed. I tour. Like, it's one of those things where it's just like, yo. When I was 16 and it was like, you know, 2010 AC Halloween, I literally, that was the best time of my life. But, you know, all I had to worry about was school.
and school.
You couldn't hold me back. Blah. Come on now. Anyway, so we'll see. Let's see what all happens. I would be thrilled to come out to your pastures over there in San Francisco.
Yo.
At Chase Center. Yo. Karina. That would be really great.
So yeah, I'm definitely doing Atlantic City. I have tickets. My wonderful boyfriend, even before we really started hanging out, like, all the time, apparently had bought tickets for San Francisco. We weren't even hanging out. He just casually bought Fish tickets. He's not even that big of a Fish fan. He likes jams, but, like, so then we're talking about tour. I'm like, oh, yeah, Atlantic City, I already had tickets that carried over. And he goes, oh, let me check in my Ticketmaster. I think I have tickets for San Francisco. Lo and behold, your girl's going to the Saturday show. So I am absolutely hyped. I'm doing Coast to Coast Fish this summer. So I'll do the Atlantic City run. I'll probably do both nights of San Francisco. And that is totally satisfying my year and a half drought of Fish. So yes, Karina, long story short, you should definitely come out to San Francisco. We'll go to Swan Oyster Depot. I'll show you around. You'll show me around, more accurately, even though I've been here for, you know, God knows how long. And we'll have a great time. We could record the pod in person. I'm excited. I can't even talk. Ah, it's going
to
be great.
That would be unbelievable. Wow. I love it. And shout out to Mr. Jared. That is Raph's main squeeze over there. Really, really delivering the goods. I would give him a standing ovation. But
right.
I'm just going to keep sitting right here. That is fantastic.
Exactly.
That is great to hear.
That is akin to a bouquet of flowers of having surprise fish tickets. So very excited about
much
that.
Much better. Much better. Yes, absolutely.
And then,
great stuff.
So then, Karina, none of these Dead & Co. shows for you? City Field, 8:20. That's the only one I think I'm going to hit.
You know, that's I'm not, you know, not trying to be this guy, but it's much less of a priority to me, shall we say. I have, you know, I have seen so many Dead & Co. shows incidentally, you know, but it's I'm, you know, always a good time, never nothing to shake a stick at, but I, you know, the Fish Tour is what gets my attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, this is like, if I'm around and the stars align, totally could I see myself at a City Field show? Would be lovely, let me tell you. But I would never travel to see it. Like, you know, it needs to be a layup for me personally.
Totally.
So that's nothing doing, but yeah, totally.
No, I'm with you. That's why City Field is perfect. It's easy. You take the train. The lot scene's a lot of fun. Beautiful ballpark.
Totally.
As long as the weather holds out, it's a great time. So yeah, Dead & Fish Tour, very exciting. And then kind of moving on here, because there's so much to talk about. Today, recording this on Tuesday, Hulaween has announced its lineup. And Karina, Sewanee Hulaween, a festival close to my heart, and just a venue that I think a lot of people in the jam scene vehemently enjoy. Hulaween's really coming with the fuego. You know, String Cheese Incident is hosting the party. They always do with three nights. But we've got My Morning Jacket. We've got Leon Bridges. We've got your friends Krungbin. We've got Skrillex, which I do not hate. I actually used to be a big Skrillex fangirl in college. Joe Russo's Almost Dead. You got Zed's Dead doing some sort of like Grateful Dead thing. There's lots to talk about here. It's you know, you got a little something for everyone here. Karina, what are your initial thoughts here on the Sewanee Hulaween lineup?
I think this is great. Again, shall we say, nature is healing. I don't even know. This is so many announcements in such little time, and all good things and all good time. This is unbelievable. I like this a lot. I think, you know, just personally, seeing the MMJ and the Krungbin on the first line billing, you know, is really just that's the most exciting portion of that to me. I'm also just so thrilled for my friends in Turquoise, you know, because, you know, it's such an exciting prospect to, you know, tour Remain in Light with Adrian Belew and Jerry Harrison. And I know, you know, that was, you know, a big carpet that got just pulled from underneath them in the pandemic. Obviously, like, everybody had to stop, but like, that was really an exciting idea, you know, and I'm just so glad that, like, yes, of course, it got pushed a year, et cetera, but it's, they're still doing it. It's back. It's on all these festival lineups. And I couldn't be more excited for them.
No,
absolutely. This is awesome, Raph. This is so great. And it's a, you know, I mean, I'm not offended, but I have played it the last 5 years. So I'm, you know, a little like, yo, I'd love to be there.
Dude,
anyway, no,
I will say, I looked quick and I was like going down the line being like, where's Karina's name on here? I don't know. They do say N more to be announced. So who knows what might happen. But I was I was looking for that KR on there. I definitely was.
I mean, it's a fun tradition. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a really beautiful place. But again, I'm actually playing at the Spirit of Sewanee Music Park this Friday at a festival called the Resonate Music Festival, which is me and Keller and Ghost Note and Marcus King and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, Papadozio, whatever. It's going to be fun. So I'm definitely not deprived of time at the Spirit of Sewanee Park. But it's really true, people, if you haven't been, it is a pretty magical place.
It really is.
It's a special plot of land, if you will. There are some spirits there.
Yeah.
And I'm not that guy, but trust me, they're there.
No, yeah, the campgrounds, so, you know, they're spacious. They have, you know, trees, and it's not just like this, like, you know, grid of tents on a field. You know, it's got like its little nooks and crannies. It's super awesome. It's got all the Spanish moss hanging. I definitely, back in the day, would bend over backwards to go to Sewanee Hulaween, and I might bend over backwards this year. There's so many options for Halloween. I mean, do you want to see Fish in Vegas? Do you want to see Dead & Company in L.A.? Do you want to go to Hulaween? Do you want to go to Outside Lands? There's too much to do. And the one thing I will say, in addition to this Hulaween lineup, noticing My Morning Jacket, Simultaneously, this Halloween announcement is wrapped up in My Morning Jacket's first U.S. headlining tour in 5 years. I think MMJ went through the pandemic and realized, like, you know what? Maybe we should get the band back together because anything can happen. So I know a lot of people just in the live music, a lot of people who are passionate about live music in general know that My Morning Jacket are some bad mamma jammas. If you haven't seen them, go see them. If you've seen them, you know you want to see them again. So I definitely want to try and hit a Jacket show at some point this summer. I know they're playing two nights in Queens. So for our New York fans, September 10 and 11, they're playing some festivals. If you can, definitely go see Mr. Jim James get nice and weird on stage. Karina, you're a Jacket fan, right?
Big time. No, I'm kind of a huge Jacket fan, to be honest. And it's one of those bands that, you know, clearly not a jam band, but very, of course, you know, the jam community is so receptive and has big ears and you know, a big capacity for all that. Like, you know, I kind of think of MMJ and the Flaming Lips and sort of,
yeah,
you know, in sort of the same breath, you know, and it's they really inspire me in that direction, you know, and just that, you know, it's great to see them on a festival like Halloween, and then it's great to see them you know, selling out two nights in Forest Hills with Brittany Howard opening. Like, that's just so cool. And, you know, I've been to, what's it called? One Big Holiday and all that. And I am definitely a big fan and excited that they will be dusting it all back off and making it rain. And of course, I had taken every opportunity to see Jim James solo while, you know, MMJ hadn't been around for the last good while. But this is very exciting. Very, very excited.
Yeah. And then speaking of One Big Holiday, they also confirmed in March 2022, My Morning Jacket will be doing One Big Holiday, a destination event in Mexico. So, yeah, they are definitely ready and rearing to get out of the stable and play their fantastic, fantastic music. And it's funny you made the comparison, like My Morning Jacket, the Flaming Lips. I feel like these are like our stadium rockers. Like, to make a weird comparison, I feel like they're like in the lineage of like almost like a U2 or like these bands that are like their sound is so large that it's like you can't find a venue large enough to fill like the sound of these bands. I guess, does that kind of make sense?
Oh, 1000%. No, it really does. The grandeur is untamable, baby. It's untamable. But yes, absolutely.
Nice. And then just wrapping it up, even though I feel like we've talked about five different things, our third official story is the Peach lineup. Peach is definitely happening July 1 through 4. You can wave that flag on Montage Mountain in Pennsylvania with headliners. Karina, drum roll, please. Oysterhead. Oysterhead is definitely playing Peach. This is huge, Karina.
This is huge. And you know what's so interesting, Ralph? I've told you I've been at the merch table every night of my little tour right here, and I've been meeting people, and you know, it's all down south for the most part. And all these Southerners are like, I'll see you at Peach, I'll see you at Peach, I'll see you at Peach. And I'm like, wow, like, you know, I feel like it's awesome that this is such a, you know, a hot destination event. Like, even if you live in Charlotte, North Carolina, like, you are coming up for the Peach, you know, and it's so rad. And of course, Oysterhead. I mean, pinch me, literally pinch me. I'm dreaming. I'm so excited. And this is a big one. You know, it's so funny. Unlike Halloween, you know, which I have played Halloween, you know, since every year since 2016, except for the one that we won't mention because it got wiped off the map. But you know what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. I have never played Peach, not even with Marco. Not at all. I have attended on many occasions, including one time, and this is a story for perhaps another time, but one time I was maybe 21 or whatever, I don't even know, but I had somebody hooked me up for like, you know, some all access situation just for one night, basically. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, fantastic, I'll be right there. And you know me, I don't have a driver's license. So I was just like, it was one of those things where I was just like, okay, I gotta act quick, like whatever. Anyway, I called an Uber. Uber driver shows up. I show up. I'm like, hey, man, listen, this is from Manhattan to Scranton, Pennsylvania, by the way. And if you don't know how far that is,
it's very far. It's very far.
Nobody would do this in their right mind. But
you are paying a stranger to transport you over state lines.
Oh, 1000%. So me and my new best friend, whose name I forget, really sad that I forget his name, but he was such a delightful human. I was like, hey, man, listen, I'll pay you cash. Forget this whole thing. We'll go to Montage Mountain. You'll wait. We'll hang out. It'll be great. And then when the clock strikes midnight, you can guarantee I'll be back at the car and we'll be rolling back to Manhattan. How's that sound? And like, of course, I expected him to be like, go fuck yourself. But he was like, let's go. And then we went. And then me and my Uber driver, we were hitting up all the rest stops. We were at the Love's gas station, just crushing it, drinking terrible coffee together. It was amazing.
That's insane.
You know, I saw Willie Nelson. It was great. And then he drove me back that night and, you know, he didn't leave me there. But of course, I was anxious about him leaving me there. Anyway, that's I've done crazy things to get to Peach Fest.
So you know, not to flash money around, but you paid him more than $200?
Oh, yeah. I paid him $300 cash.
That's not that bad.
Experience.
For honestly, door-to-door service to and from a festival, I think, God, that, you know, he could have charged it triple that. Like,
I mean, that's what I threw down. And he was like, that sounds great. I think, you know, Uber, you know, it's a little evil in terms of like, you know, the what they're withholding from their drivers a lot of the time.
Yeah,
you know?
So totally.
Just be like, we'll turn it off. We'll take that off the books. Drive this chick to and from this place. Anyway, long story short, I'm an insane person and we all know this. We all know this, but I was insane for all that. That was well pre-Marco, like pre all this shit, you know? So I was just desperate to get there. And yeah, I've been, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years, you know, just attending in various ways, including the calculated Uber strike, but I've never played and it's really cool as hell that I get to play with my own band my first year playing. So I'm really excited to be there. And of course, Oysterhead icing on the motherfucking cake. And I feel great about it. I'm really excited. So that'll be super fun.
No, yeah, it's certainly going to be awesome. I mean, they're getting, a little something for everybody, especially if you're, you know, this is the Jam Festival other than, you know, what our friends at Lockin might end up doing. I mean, I can't confirm nor deny, but you know, I'm Team Lockin all the way. But Peach is definitely bringing the heat here. Oysterhead, two sets of SCI, two sets of Joe Russo's Almost Dead, you know, Warren Haynes, like you got it all. You got plenty of Dead stuff. You got plenty of Allman stuff for the Allman Brothers fans in there. There's a tribute to Live at Fillmore East. There's certainly lots of electric guitars and lots of people getting down and dirty and 4th of July fireworks at the end of the weekend. So you can't go wrong with that. It's exciting stuff, Karina. It seems like the summer is really going to be one big party for everybody. So I implore our listeners, maybe, you know, get a vaccine, wash your hands.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun. Let's, you know, I'm all vaxxed up. Karina's all vaxxed up. Exactly. Like, you know, I certainly, you know, I know things are weird and political right now, but like, you know, I hope not. I hope I'm not being controversial when I say that vaccines seem pretty cool. You take it, you get to eat at a restaurant. You know, it's nice. Also, maybe subscribe to Relics. Relics.com/strings. We got Billy Strings on the cover. It's awesome. Check it out. Relics.com/strings. You can email me and Karina at raffandkarina@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at 3 from the 7. That's like the numbers 3 and 7, 3 from the 7. Karina's on tour. Go see Karina. Hell yeah. KarinaReichman.com. You can go to her Instagram. There's a link in bio with all the ticket links. And then also you've got amazing songs. Listen to Karina on Spotify. And then I guess I'll toss it to you, Karina, for any other cool things you want to tell them before we put a bow on this thing.
Oh my God, Raph, no, you just slayed it, dude. Thank you so much for all of this. And thank you for, you know, I'm so glad we can continue to do this, whether I am, you know, anywhere in the world or country. And by, you know, right now, Asheville, North Carolina, what a beautiful town. Love it here.
Wait, Karina, quick pause though. You're on the Peach lineup too. Yeah. We didn't even really mention that.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay. Karina's on the Peach lineup too. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
We just waxed super poetic about that. Remember 5 seconds ago?
Sorry. No, I need a cup of coffee. It was like
you're doing great. You're doing great. Thank you. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, see you on Montage Mountain. But totally, dude, this is super fun. Super great. Thank you for taking the time. And I, what are we talking about? Greensboro, North Carolina, tomorrow, aka today, if you're listening, on Wednesday, May 19th. See you in Greensboro, North Carolina at the Blind Tiger. Then playing that festival, Resonate, at Suwanee. You know what I'm saying, on Friday. And then Charleston Poorhouse on Saturday. Come on, y'all. I'm so excited for that one. Anyway, and then I'm going home and then I'll sleep for 3 weeks and then it'll be great. Anyway, good talk. Ladies and gentlemen, again, This is all overwhelming. Take your time with the information. You don't have to rush out to buy tickets to anything if you don't want to. This is on you, my people. It is all good. We have gone through one of the most ridiculously traumatizing years, in human history. I mean, who's to say I wasn't around back in the Dizzy, but my God. Anyway, good talk. Take your time. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with others. We're all just doing the best we can. And so thank you so much, Raph. You are the best. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great day, great week, great month. Hopefully a great rest of the year. Fingers crossed. Putting out nothing but good energy. Can't believe I get to play music in front of people again. It ain't got nothing to do with money because I ain't making any. But let me tell you, it is my life's blood and it is oxygen to me. And just, you know, it's my personhood. So thank you for, you know, indulging such a thing. And thanks, everybody. Be good. Later. See you next week, Raph. And bye-bye.
Bye, Karina. Bye, everybody.